International Education Week is an annual week-long celebration where the St. Cloud State University Center for International Studies will schedule events, sessions, and activities to highlight St. Cloud State's support of international education. And as Christy Nelson-Ramos, International Student Advisor and Chief Planner of this event, noted, there are many opportunities for both faculty and staff to learn and benefit from international education.
There are three films that will be shown this week for faculty and staff to attend. First one is Sons of Lawala, the second is Arrival, Women's Visions for a New Home, and the third is Jobanos, the Jews of Cuba. I think that this is a great way for faculty and staff to get involved with the international community here at the university, and it's a great way for them to take their students to meet other people that are interested in international education and learn about the different ways that international education can be incorporated.
Christy also explained the opportunities that students have this week to possibly study abroad in the future and to also indulge in many different cultural recipes.
Every day there's going to be the Education Abroad Opportunities Kiosk, where students can talk with a peer advisor about the Education Abroad resources, programs, and ways that they can go study abroad. There's also the International Peer Advisor Recruitment Kiosk, and that's a kiosk where students, both international and domestic students, can sign up to be a volunteer during the international student orientation that happens every semester. We're currently going to be taking applications for the upcoming spring semester. The lunches at Garvey Commons, every day there's a different country that's represented, and those countries, the students from those countries actually submitted those recipes to Sodexo, and that's who's going to be preparing that food for those events. And then Valhalla Bistro, they came up with their own series of recipes that they want to showcase during this week for different countries as well.
Along with learning about different cultures, Christy wanted to make sure to incorporate an opportunity to promote giving back worldwide to those in need in the first annual Worldwide Book Drive.
It's the first time that the Center for International Studies is doing this, and what it is it's a book drive where we're taking books of any different type, sort, and what we do is we're going to donate them to this company so that they can help benefit the global community. Our goal is to reach 1,000 books by the end of the month. We're not going to be doing this just for the week of International Education Week. We're doing it for the whole month of November.
Even though the event is only a week long, Christy stresses that the planning for this occasion never ends.
As soon as the last year's International Education Week was over, we started planning and coming up with ideas for what we wanted for the next International Education Week. This year, we decided to specifically try to tap into the different entities on campus and what are they doing? How can we promote different ways of international education?
For KVSC News, I'm John Peterson.